For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A former Trump Tower doorman says he's been released from a contract with America Media Inc., the company that publishes the National Enquirer. And now he can discuss claims about President Trump that he had been prohibited from revealing. This represents another legal setback for the president, who has endured several of them this week alone. The former Trump Tower doorman has received $30,000 during the presidential race in exchange for his silence about what he says he knows of an alleged affair that the president had years ago with his former housekeeper. The doorman claims that his relationship with her produced a child. America Media Inc. CEO David Pecker has been given immunity by federal prosecutors looking into former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's allegations that candidate Trump directed him to violate federal election laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A change in travel plans for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He was planning to go back to North Korea, but that has now been scrapped. When he went to Pyongyang last month, he was snubbed by Kim Jong-un. There was concern when this trip was announced that Pompeo might not accomplish much. The president acknowledged that in his tweet canceling the trip, citing insufficient progress toward denuclearization. How he will go about achieving progress isn't clear. He signals it might come after, quote, our trading relationship with China is resolved. Officials in Georgia's Randolph County abandoned their proposal to eliminate 7 of 9 polling places in a majority black county amid allegations of discrimination. Voting and civil rights groups protested the timing of the recommendations as Democrat Stacey Abrams is seeking to become the state's first black governor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Violence erupted at a high school football game in Florida. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
A Florida high school football rivalry ends in a triple shooting Friday night. It happened outside of Raines High School in Jacksonville. One male is dead and two teens are injured in the shooting that occurred outside the football field's main gates as people were leaving the game. Police are looking for those responsible.
During the game, there were some disturbances, some fights that took place as the game was winding to a close. So we'll be investigating whether or not that factored into it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
PETA has launched its latest ad campaign in crab country. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Crab is beloved across Maryland, but that's not what PETA would like. The animal rights group has erected a billboard in Baltimore featuring the state crustacean, the blue crab, beside the words, I'm me, not meat. PETA says it wants to encourage veganism ahead of September's Baltimore Seafood Festival. A PETA spokeswoman says crabs do feel pain, and they also feel fear, and they have unique personalities. PETA's placed similar billboards in some other East Coast cities. But crab enthusiasts in Maryland are especially upset at the billboard, some sharing reactions on Twitter. One restaurant owner said he thinks the whole message is tone-deaf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.